What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Okay, Lee, Donald Trump was just on Fox and Friends. Mm-hmm. They asked him point blank, how are you going to do a security guarantee without boots on the ground? I mean, you can't send emails. That won't work. You know what I mean? Here, I'm just going to play this. Here's what he said.
What kind of assurances do you feel like you have that going forward and, you know, past this Trump administration, it won't be American boots on the ground defending that border?
Well, you have my assurance. You know, I'm president, and I'm just trying to stop people from being killed, Charlie. Look, they're losing from 5,000 to 7,000 people a week.
So he says they're not going to end up on Ukrainian soil. That doesn't seem to be Zelensky's understanding of the deal, at least not as he was quoted in The Hill, and he was saying that they would need security guarantees. So I don't know what's going on. It's going to be interesting to see what they come up with, Lee.
Yeah, there's, you know, obviously there's a lot going on behind the scenes.
Yeah,
there's a
absolutely.
Lot of negotiations. But, you know, to me, I'm sort of taken aback. I'm a little bit fascinated. The amount of top world leaders that were sitting in the Oval Office yesterday.
Was historic.
I mean, that's unprecedented.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't seen anything like that since probably World War II, the Yalta Conference or something or other. I mean, good grief. I mean, there was half the European Union leaders there, the head of NATO, the head of the European Union, and several of our allies. I mean, the leaders of those nations and those organizations, all there in the Oval Office, sitting there facing Donald Trump behind the Resolute desk.
For what it's worth, the White House put something out yesterday saying they had actually never been that many heads of state from Europe in the White House simultaneously. So we'll see.
Which is impressive and also a bit scary.
Yeah, it is. Because look, it's very interesting what underlies this. I mean, just over the weekend, the State Department added Germany to the list of human rights abusers. They put out an annual human rights abuse report. We've not seen a mainland European country ever added to it, but they just added Germany. And that's because there's really scary things going on in Germany. I mean, it started out with them banning the most popular bipolling opposition party from being heard. No campaign commercials can't appear on social media. In fact, they'd be erased entirely if it weren't for Elon Musk and X. Well, now they're moving in Germany to outlaw that party entirely, so they won't be able to run for office at all. I mean, that is a page out of Hitler's playbook. It's the left. It's the socialists doing this. So, and that in the censorship and now the home raids that we're seeing, there've been over 12,000 of them so far in the UK. I mean, honestly, as the days progress, I'm having a harder and harder time telling the difference between Russia and Germany, Russia and the UK. And that doesn't even count what they're doing now. They're going after Christians in a way they haven't before. And you look at right now, Wikipedia, the UK was demanding that anybody who makes any changes to Wikipedia they can't be anonymous anymore. They have to submit a license that the UK government would then have under the Online Safety Act so they can come after them for writing politically incorrect things or things they don't like, in particular religious things. They don't want any kind of writing against abortion. They've begun to arrest abortion rights protesters. That happened a few years ago. People just praying silently outside clinics have done 3 years in prison. Now they want to extend that in particular to religious issues on Wikipedia. And that starts with making people, including Americans, submit a license before they can post. So these are not good people. These are not free people. These are not people with any kind of Western recognizable values. I mean, when you're at the point where you're outlawing opposition political parties after censoring them, those aren't Western values. I don't even know what that is. That's China. So this whole idea that we've got to defend Europe, I mean, I'd push back on that. I don't recognize Europe.
Well, especially the leadership. I mean, still in the streets, there's still more of a leaning leaning, that is, toward the center or right. But yes, the leadership is still trying to hold on to that leftist, progressive, secularist idea of Western civilization.
Yeah, and those poor people are getting arrested.
Yeah.
For daring to protest the immigration policies of their country. It's terrible to see. It's where I think ultimately we were heading ahead Kamala Harris won. And it's still going on. It's not stopping. And they're setting up this regime that I really think that if we lose control of the presidency, you will see Americans extradited for trial. I mean, when you're sitting there with the French, I mean, just like right now, the French have Elon Musk is under criminal investigation as his ex for ironically Russian disinformation, which we now know there's no such thing, at least not in this country. They didn't do it. Not the Russia collusion hoax and didn't happen. It was Hillary. And also for saying politically incorrect things, which violate their version of the Online Safety Act. So, I mean, think about this for a minute. Elon Musk can't go to France or he'll be arrested. If I were him, I wouldn't even go to the UK. It's too risky at this point. No. You're going to end up being stuck in a prison. That's who these people are sitting around this table. Americans don't understand how bad this is. And again, I would challenge you. That's not any different from the risk that Musk would take going to Russia. I mean, again, I don't see the difference. I really don't, in terms of just pure dictatorship. So,
what's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Now, my take is let them kill each other. As long as, you know, I'm all happy to profit from selling them weapons. But beyond that, I don't care. These are not your daddy's European leaders where we used to just laugh at them for being a little socialist. These are dictators.
Yeah. It's it is a different world.
Yes. And it gets worse every single month. And here's the thing. We need to crack down on this. We need to crack down hard on this. And I think the only reason Trump's not pushing back, especially with this Wikipedia thing, right now is that he needs to get this deal wrapped and he needs all these Euro weenies to sign on to it. And then I think I'm hoping you'll see some pushback because this cannot continue.
Well, we're only, 6 months into the administration? And
yeah.
Look at all that's happened so far.
I don't want to see them do it to their own people. I hate it for them, but it's not my business. Well, but when you're trying to dictate to me what I can put on Wikipedia as an American, in particular around the issue of abortion.
Yeah.
And religion?
Right.
No, that's not going to work out.
Yeah, there should be no reason that the American government, regardless of what political party is in control, should have anything to do with those types of regulations.
Yeah.
And certainly not aid and abet their enforcement.
Donald Trump just said on Fox News, just revealed that during negotiations, one of the leaders, the European leaders, he didn't say which one, asked him to meet again on the war in a month or two. And Trump, quote, says, I said a month or two, you're going to have another 40,000 people dead. You have to do it tonight. And so, yeah, that's the mentality. They don't care. They're just like, whatever, you know.
Well, I think that Trump obviously sees that there is a window of opportunity right here, right now. And I think you're absolutely right on your analysis about this, that Trump's ready to say, I've done my best. If these folks aren't going to agree to it, have at it. There's nothing else we can do. And this is not, as J.D. Vance and Trump have said, this is not our war. That even though Joe Biden is largely responsible for the conditions that led to it, this is not our war.
No, and there's a part of me that thinks what you just said is the case, that, you know, they hope to get a deal. They would love to get a deal. But if they don't, then they can throw their hands up, walk away, and say, look, we're not being isolationist. Yeah. We're just trying.
Everything Democrats said about Trump, that he's going to start World War III or he's an isolationist, how can you – show me the evidence of that. Is he trying to put America's values and interests first? Oh, absolutely. No question about it. But he is not starting World War III.
No.
He's trying to prevent World War III. And he's certainly not an isolationist. Look at what he has done, you know, through whether it is through the tariffs, which I know you can argue that that's protectionism, whatever, fine. But he is at least engaging with these nations in trade on a international basis, on a regular basis. We are engaging with nations that the Biden administration simply ignored all during its, you know, tenure and plus presidents before that. I mean, good grief. Listen,
look what he did in Iran.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, Russia, were you talking about this or did I hear this on Fox where they were talking about there had been no contact between Russian officials and the American government for years during the Biden administration.
Yeah, they cut them off, but they bombed them, though.
Right.
Which is incredibly risky because when you're doing with long-range ballistic missiles, they don't know if there's a nuke on that missile. That is practically begging for World War III, which I'm convinced they wanted. I think that they wanted to get things to be so bad that Trump couldn't extricate us from the war and we'd have to do it.
Well, he almost did that with the immigration issue. So.
Yeah, well, I know. I mean, it's such a mess. But I mean, look, here's Marco Rubio, and he's like just exasperated talking to these, you know, media people. Oh, Trump's doing it wrong and he's being too nice to Putin and blah, blah, blah. And Rubio's like, look, we don't have to do any of this. We really don't.
Yeah. The president has invested a lot of time in trying to bring an end to this war. He deserves credit for doing that. He gets criticism for doing that. He could have just let this war go on. The president could have just said, this is Biden's war. It started under him. We'll do what we can for Ukraine, but we're going to focus on other things. He could have easily said that. But there, he's the only leader in the world that could get Putin to a meeting to talk about serious things.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Rubio's doing a good job.
He's an. I don't trust him as president.
I don't listen. No. I'm just simply saying his Secretary of State under Donald Trump. Yes, he's doing a good job. Yeah,
absolutely.
No,
fantastic.
Listen. I'm not going to do carte blanche with anybody. No.
I don't trust him because he used to be gang of eight.
I get it. But
I didn't mean to jump you there on that thing. But you know what? If J.D. Vance is elected, I'd love to see him continue as Secretary of State.
Yeah.
He is a lot smarter than I realized he was.
I share your concerns with Rubio. Believe me, I'm right there with you. But I'm just simply saying, I have somewhat of a comfort level with him in that position.
Yeah,
now.
I do too. And I agree.
So.
He's been a shockingly good Secretary of State, the best we've had in a very, very long time. So, yeah, I would hope he would just continue if Vance was able to win the presidency.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.